This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House said Thursday a diplomatic solution in the Middle East is achievable and is urgent.
We are concerned about the tension and afraid and concerned about potential escalation. We have said that in the Middle East. We've been very clear. And we've also said that the way to move forward is diplomatic resolution. We think it is achievable. Obviously, it is urgent. And so that's what we're going to continue to do, having those diplomatic conversations. Diplomacy is key here when we talk about potential escalation, which we do not want to see. We do not want to see. And so we're going to continue to work towards that.
Spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre. The White House believes a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas would lower the temperature in the region. The leader of Hezbollah vowed to retaliate for this week's deadly attacks on the group's communications devices. Israel and Hezbollah exchanged strikes on Thursday as he spoke, calling the attacks on Hezbollah's devices a severe blow. Across the red line, Lebanon is still reeling from this week's attacks on the electronic devices used by Hezbollah. Hundreds of pagers and walkie-talkies blew up at the same time in an operation widely believed to be carried out by Israel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Ukraine's leader will meet with President Biden next week.
President Biden will host Ukraine's leader next week. Volodymyr Zelensky's visit here to the White House will come as he pushes the U.S. to let Ukraine use Western-provided long-range missiles for striking deeper inside Russia. The administration is not convinced, amid fears loosening the restrictions would not only have limited impact, but also provoke Vladimir Putin. He's warned Russia will be at war with the U.S. and NATO if the weapons are used. Officials say they want more details on how Kyiv would use them.